This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Let me rephrase that. We have a new name. It is the Corlin Hartfield Report, which was on the air in the Portland area for about 7 years. Got Mike Hartfield on the line with me. Mike is a veteran newscaster. Mike, how you doing today?
I'm well, Al. How are you doing?
I'm doing not so good. I'm getting quite a bit of care in my independent living facility. But regardless, I will get better. I promise. Anyhow, I got a question for you. I want to devote most of this show to what's going on in the Middle East. I've got some very strong opinions about some of the things that are going on, Michael. But first of all, let's talk about Manchin, if you don't mind. You have an opinion on this guy?
You know, he's been a center-left type of senator for a long time. He comes from a conservative area. He can't get, he's kind of like Mark Hatfield was years ago in Oregon.
Yeah.
He couldn't get very far, Hatfield couldn't go very far right.
Uh-huh.
He was a Republican. Well, that's the same way he is. Mitchin is. He's got to be careful what he does. And I don't know if he's wants to move on or not. I've heard rumors that he might try to make a presidential run. So it's possible, and I'm not sure he has much name recognition outside of people like us who are into politics.
Right. I agree. I guess the question I have for you, Miguel, is in terms of the upcoming election in 24, what would Manchin do to perhaps hurt Biden?
I think he'd do more to hurt the Republicans than the Democrats, because he's, you know, here's the thing. Let's just say that Trump turns out to be the nominee.
Okay.
And we can talk about that a little bit. But I think if he is the nominee, then people would like to have another option. They'd like to have Trump dressed as somebody else.
Okay.
They like the way he was president. They don't like his mouth. He's done himself a tremendous amount of harm. And I think the people would like to have the way he was a president, his administration abilities, but they'd like to have somebody else. And I think that if Manchin comes in here, Manchin or Manchin, whatever his name is, I think he would probably pull votes away, because he's kind of a quasi-conservative.
Yeah.
And for the people who are sitting, you know, the mugwump sitting in the middle of the fence.
Right.
I think he would appeal to them.
Well, I think he probably would. I know that. Do you think he'd be as much of a deterrent as Ross Perot was when he ran as a third-party candidate, Mike?
I don't think so, because Perot was much more verbal, and Manchin is not that verbal. I don't know how good a campaigner he is. He seems to be kind of self-effacing, if you will. And I don't know if he could ever catch fire in the general population.
You don't?
I don't think so.
Okay, I think I would have a tendency to agree with you, but I'm always looking for somebody who might make the road to back to the Oval Office a little bit more difficult for Biden. I would really like to find an alternative, because to me, Donald Trump is not an alternative. Some of the other folks on the Republican side, though, I think are, particularly after I watched the ridiculous debate, which was on last Tuesday night, I believe it was on NBC, moderated by Lester Holt. I want to say that I personally like the gal from South Carolina. Give me an opinion on her, would you?
Well, she's got some interesting opinions. You know, the biggest thing that the Republicans have got to deal with,
yeah,
the biggest thing is abortion.
Yeah.
And I don't know that anybody knows how to waltz around that issue. So, you know, you've got to win the primary.
Yeah, of course you do.
A lot of primary voters are dedicated to be in Republicans, to being anti-abortion. Now, I think there are a lot of Republicans who are not hard and fast on that, where they would say, well, we'll say that we'll give up on it for certain reasons, rape, incest, the first 30 or 60 or 90 days,
right,
that kind of thing. But to run against somebody else, you have to run to the right of somebody else, and everybody comes out very hard on abortion, and it is not going to play with women in America and a lot of left-leaning men.
Yeah.
So I think abortion could be the undoing of the, no matter who runs as a Republican, unless they can figure out how to handle it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's it seems to remain a very large issue, and right now I'm pretty much glued to the news because I am relegated pretty much to staying in my apartment at the independent living facility that I live in. And I have to say one thing, abortion is talked about more than a little frequently, in other words, very, very frequently, on the news networks that I follow. I really follow Fox, but I also, to get what I think is a balanced opinion, I also follow CNN, Mike. And it seems to me that both networks are talking very strongly about this particular issue. When you talk about the upcoming election in 24, abortion is a very, very major topic in that election.
I think it controls generally the women's vote. And, I think it killed us in the last election. I don't mean the one that was just this week.
Right.
It did there. But previous to that, I think it really destroyed the Republicans in the last presidential election.
Uh-huh.
So it is something that, it's a sacrament on the left. It really is.
Yeah, I know.
And it's I don't know how you deal with it, Al. If I were advising, I don't know what I would say.
Yeah.
In the general, you can fudge it, but in the primaries, it's more difficult.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know who's going to be this presidential guy, but I'll tell you, it's going to have to be somebody. And you mentioned Haley.
Yeah, I did.
She has a stance that's more reasonable.
Yeah.
It might be reasonable enough, and that might carry her to the point where she could be the nominee. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I think it's going to be awfully hard to beat Trump if he's able to run. I'm not sure that he will be able to run. I want to kind of banter that question back and forth in the next segment, Mike. Right now, in about 20 seconds, we have to take a commercial break. I am really, really curious about the issue that I just brought up. And given the fact that you were a very high-level supporter to Governor Bob Straub when he was in office in Oregon, I value your opinion a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Mike and I will be right back. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Come back. I want to give you an idea of what we're going to be talking about regarding opinions on what's going on in the Middle East for the rest of the show, where we certainly have a lot more time in the next two segments. I am really very surprised on one issue, and I have to say right now what that is. All the demonstrations that are going around America today on the Middle East, I think, are ridiculous. I want to say why. During the Balfour Agreement after the Balfour Agreement, the United Nations Agreement stated that Palestine should, in addition to Israel, also have their own piece of sovereign land. And the Palestinians rejected that then. The other thing that I want to stress that I think is a little bit crazy is Hamas has infiltrated the Palestinians. They started this whole war. They attacked Israel. I would like to know exactly what the demonstrators at Columbia University, Harvard University, New York City, San Francisco, are they just demonstrating, Mike, for the sake of demonstrating, or what the hell's going on?
That's a good question. You know, I haven't been through those classes they've been through. Obviously a form of brainwashing, if you will, when you're taught one side of an issue, and you start off with the notion that the United States is an imperialist nation. The United States was responsible for the only slavery in the world, and never really cleaned up their act. You know, it's still a bad nation. And then this comes along, we support Israel, and we don't support Hamas and the Palestinians to such an extent, although we certainly have supported them financially. But anyway, when you get there, you know, if your mind is open to that kind of thinking because of the education you've had through the years, then it's easy to jump to the notion that we are being inhumane, or Israel is being inhumane to the people in the Gaza and the people who are generally called Palestinians. There's no doubt that Israel has moved into some of those lands and built homes where they've expanded, and that's angered them. But Hamas, I don't think Hamas cares about land at all. I think they are diehard Islamists of the most radical form, and they are willing and desirous to kill people who are not in their religious persuasion.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Mike, the film that was shown in Southern California, I believe it was shown in Hollywood, shows just how brutal Hamas is in the category of being a terrorist. And I find it very interesting, quite frankly, that anybody can support that type of organization. I would take it one step farther, and I would say, I mean, it really probably would be a futile action to arrest those people as unlawful demonstrators. But I have to tell you, some of the things that Hamas personnel do to many of the people that they attack is absolutely about as inhumane as you can get.
Yeah, I would say so. I don't know much you could do much more harmful than what's being done or what has been done and what they would like to do. They have zero respect for the life of these kinds of humans, the Jews, and I think you and me as well. Anybody outside of their religion, and that can be people who are Islamists but of another strain, they are all in the crosshairs of people, organizations, and there's more than one, by the way, organizations like Hamas. And some of these organizations have had places in the White House, places of power. So the Palestinians, these very right-wing Islamists they're dangerous. We should never let them in our country. We can see what they do. And like 9/11, you know, when you're willing to fly your plane into a building to kill people whom you don't know at all and have no real squabble with, except they don't believe what you believe. It is so far from what our understanding that it just boggles the mind.
Well, it does just boggle the mind. Now, let me give you an opinion on another issue. Not really another issue, but on a specific individual. We have a gal who is a representative, duly elected, who basically was censored. She is now complaining, as long with her fans, complaining nonstop about being censored in Congress. Give me an opinion.
Ideally, Al, she would be booted from Congress because she is definitely un-American.
Yeah.
The First Amendment gives her the right to her opinion. She can say whatever she wants, but that doesn't mean that her opinion is worth a damn.
Right.
It's unfortunate those people were let into the United States, people who elected her. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. And I don't know. I don't know where to start with that. It's just amazing. And she must really feel the pressure in Congress. They must not like her. You know, it must be serious. She must be a real believer herself.
Well, the one thing I would have to say is we have another election coming up, Mike, and it will be very, very interesting to see if this woman gets reelected. I can't imagine how the only way that she would have gotten elected in the first place, in my opinion, is that people really weren't familiar with her philosophy, Mike.
You got to remember who voted for her. These are people who were brought in. Who does she represent? Is she out of Minnesota? Where is she from? You know?
I believe it's Minnesota.
The charities brought those people in, and they were Islamists.
Right.
And they settled in Minneapolis, and I think they make up the bulk of her constituency. I would think it's a 50-50 chance that she will not be reelected.
I think you're probably right on that one. Mike, we got to take a real quick break for the top of the hour news. You guys stick around. We'll be back with more discussion, opining on what's going on in the Middle East. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
News update.
If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk, you will be placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct.
As the war against Hamas terrorists rages on in the Middle East, thousands of anti-Israeli protesters flooding the streets of New York City Friday night, attempting to enter Grand Central Station again, but police blocking it off, several demonstrators arrested. Looking ahead now to next week, President Biden scheduled to meet with the President of China here in the United States.
President Biden is scheduled to hold a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco next week. The meeting set to take place on the sidelines of a CEO summit during which Xi Jinping is anticipated to address prominent American business executives. Xi will be speaking to business leaders during a period of heightened tension in U.S.-China relations.
That's John Schaefer reporting, and I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for the second half of the Corlin Hartfield Report. Just want to say one thing. Michael, we made a rather major mistake saying that Congressman Rashida was from Wisconsin. She's actually from Minnesota, as you pointed out.
Yeah, that's her first name. Tlaib is her last name.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
She represents, Al, some of downtown Detroit, the southwest portion of Detroit.
Right.
Midtown, areas south of Highland Park, southern east side, part of Grosse Pointe, which is certainly interesting.
Yeah.
But I think they're in that area, especially around Dearborn. There
right.
is a huge number of people who are of the Islamic
faith, right?
And therefore, you're going to get some people who are going to represent them. And now, I'm not saying those people all would agree with her stance by any means, but there may be enough to get her reelected. The same is true of Omar. We were talking about the Minnesota rep. And that's Omar.
Right. You know, it's really a shame the way things are going in this country, but it is really a shame of what the, in my opinion, Islamists are doing over in the Middle East. They are simply degrading their faith, in my opinion, Mike.
You know, trying to think of the fallout here, Al, what do you think the economic fallout is to this war?
In terms of which country, Mike?
All our, the United States. What is the world? How is this going to impact the world?
Well, I would have to say that an awful lot of money in the United States is going to support the war. Our deficit is growing exponentially, and that's bad. I don't see a choice on the part of the United States, but I hate to see the federal deficit increase certainly as much as it is, although I am at the point where I believe that something really has to be done. I'm going to be very curious to see what happens when President Biden meets with Xi Jinping this next week. That's going to be an incredibly interesting meeting. You got an opinion on it?
No, I really don't. Mainly because I don't know who is going to be doing the meeting, if you know what I mean. is Biden going to be meeting? What? Who in the world is pulling the strings here? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Biden is meeting with Xi Jinping.
Yes.
And I think what's going to be interesting is something that you and I talked about off mic earlier, and that was all of the sub-agreements that are going on, agreements of support between China and many of the Middle Eastern countries, Mike. It'll be very interesting to see how that shakes out.
You know, it's what's interesting to me about that, Al, frankly, is trying to figure out where China is in terms of what they're doing. They're building up their armaments tremendously.
Yeah.
Is there any possibility that they will get more militant than that, do you think?
My experience with the Chinese really covers a lengthy period of time. I really don't think the time is right for them to really have any action towards the United States right now. And the reason I say that, Mike, is I don't believe that America is weakened to the point where that would be given a significant advantage to the mainland Chinese by what's going on.
Well, that's interesting to think about. And, I'm glad to hear you say that. I think, you know, that we are their market.
You bet.
To a huge extent. We are the customer. And when you and I both know, when in business you go to war with your customer, you're in trouble.
Right. Big trouble.
That's the dance those folks have.
You know, Mike, I would take it one step farther, I guess, and I would say, what effect is the BS that's going on in the Middle East going to have on China's desire to step on Taiwan and absolutely take it over? That's the more interesting question right now, because I think if the U.S. attempted to defend their ally, Taiwan, I don't think right now would be a time where they could even do that.
I don't, you've got to ask yourself, what would this administration do if China made a move like that? Now, my knee-jerk reaction would be they would do nothing. They would just complain about it.
I agree, 100%. I agree 1,000%.
I'd be wrong about that.
I think the thing that's really interesting is I think the guy who really is in trouble right now is Vladimir Zelensky. I think he's really in trouble in terms of defending his country against Russia. Now is not a good time to do that.
Well, he's got to wear out eventually, doesn't he?
You bet.
Yeah, and I think as time goes on, more and more people turn away from the Ukraine,
right,
rather than turn toward it.
Right.
So I think he probably hit his peak several months ago, and it's not going to, over time, that's not going to help him.
No, not a bit.
But I will tell you, I really believe that the armaments industry in the United States supports that tremendously.
Sure they do. Sure they do, Mike.
Pardon?
I said, sure they do. It does.
So I think they're always ready to get another war going somewhere, hopefully one that doesn't employ U.S. servicemen and
women.
But they are happy to have a proxy war fought anywhere else, you know?
Speaking of a proxy war being fought, I want to get into that into the next segment. I think it's a critical issue, and that when the issue specifically, Mike, in my mind, is we have a proxy war going on in the Middle East between Iran and America.
You're right.
That's scary.
Yeah, let's talk about Iran a little bit. That's an interesting subject.
Yeah, it is, for sure. We've got about a minute left to go in this particular segment. Then we have to take a commercial break, and we can get into the concept of that proxy war. Isn't it? It seems to me that's what's going on a grander scale right now in the Middle East, Mike, is just a replay of the Old Testament.
it has been going on a long time, although, you know, the Islamists are fairly new historically. They don't go back to the Philistines.
No, they don't.
Israel's always had its...
Which we're going to get into in the next segment is the advent of Iran into this Middle Eastern BS that's going on right now. Michael, I'm looking forward to getting your opinion on that one. That's a very, very important issue.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. You know, the one subject in opining on the Middle East and the current events in the Middle East that Mike and I haven't mentioned is the possibility of the advent of Iran into this conflict. All over Fox News today and also the other network that I watch, CNN, they're talking about they're talking about the proxy war that Iran is involved in the Middle East. Mike, you got some comments on that one, bud?
Al, I think about the history, going back to Jimmy Carter with Iran, when, you know, the Shah was there, and under Carter, that pretty well ended the Shah and started the current Khomeini style of government there, brought the religion deeply into the form of government.
Right,
and
good.
I think under Obama, I got the feeling when he was president that he was very pro-Iran.
Yes, and he was.
That has kind of been through Biden, and so I still feel there is a desire to please Iran, and I've never been able to fully understand what it's about, why it is. They certainly are not friends of ours. They say terrible things about the United States. They fund terrorism. We know that. And yet we don't really separate ourselves totally from. We give them money now and again. Sometimes it's money we've held.
Yeah.
And we release it. But it's still that money flows in. And it seems that terrorism flows out.
Yeah. Well, the comment that I would make is that, in my mind, from all the reading that I have done on current events in the Middle East, Iran is definitely the bad guy at this moment in time. Now, I want to go on and say one thing. I have found through personal experience that Iran is not 100% terrorist-minded. My neurosurgeon, for example, is a wonderful woman who went to medical school in Iran. She is far from being a terrorist. I would be very surprised if she supported the policies of Khomeini. As a matter of fact, I will be seeing her probably within a week. I do have some neuro problems, and I wonder how she would answer my question when I say, do you mind talking a little bit about your opinion about what's going on under the Ayatollah Khomeini? Be interesting to see what she has to say, Mike.
Well, it would be. Two things. One, was she there under the Shah? She probably wasn't. The second thing is that I think probably rank-and-file Iranians are not in full support of the government. I don't know exactly how that government stays in power. I've never studied the government under the Khomeini and how they rule elections, you know, how they handle that. So I'm not a good person to talk about how this whole thing works, but they've stayed in power for a long time and they have done some very strict things to, as you know, to women.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she was happy to leave the country.
Well, I'm sure that she was. But let me bring this up also. When I was still working in Canada, and that was up until about 10 years ago when I finally retired, I knew a lot of expats who had come from Iran when I was working in Vancouver, B.C. And I want to say they were some of the most intelligent, nicest people in the world, specifically the most intelligent. One fellow in particular went to Cambridge, came over to the United States, and got his master's degree from Harvard. His name was... maybe I shouldn't give his name, but I think I will because this is a huge compliment to both he and his family. Bahman Yamini was the man's name, and he will always be one of my heroes. I asked him once, I said, Bahman, why did you leave Iran? And he said, it's very simple. I did not want to bring up my family's kids in Iran. It was not the country to do it in.
Yeah, well, I think his opinion, I'm sure, represents the opinion of many Iranians, but I have no idea what percentage that would be. You know, is it a majority? I don't know, but people who could leave did. Now, many, many people don't have a profession. They have to come into the United States. They're not coming across the Mexican border.
No.
They're coming through the normal channels. That's not an easy thing, as you know. It takes a long time.
I know it does.
Yes. So not everybody, by any means, can find their way over here.
That's true, Mike. 100% true. I want to say one thing, though. My impression of the Iranian people, from the experience that I have had, is I respect them. They are very bright, very insightful, obviously, and I guess that goes along with being bright. I have nothing but respect for them. I obviously will be, as far as my neurosurgeon is concerned, I obviously will be putting my life in her hands at some point in the near future, and I have no qualms whatsoever about doing that. I really hope that Iran doesn't get involved in this mess in the Middle East, Mike, but I have to say I strongly believe that it will.
I would disagree, Al. I think it won't. That'd be my opinion. I think because if they do, the United States military will punish them severely. Anybody with a brain in that country, in that area of the world, knows what happened to Iraq. The destruction when they stood up militarily was severe, severe. I think that was a lesson that is not going to be a need repeating for many, many years.
Mike, opine on this one, if you would. Specifically, what do you think America would do if Iran entered into this conflict?
I think it would take it on militarily and punish it. I don't know. I don't think Iran, you know, its friends are Russia and China.
Right.
It doesn't have a huge number of friends in the Middle East. It's not like you're taking on all of the Middle East when you do that.
Right.
I'm sure it would be measured. It wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't destroy the country, but it would destroy much of the things that are considered valuable to Khomeini about his nuclear power, his military. I'm sure we know where all of that is, and we could take it out strategically.
Yeah. And that would not be a pretty sight. There's no question about that. But it would sure be a lesson to our other enemies, I have to say that. That is somewhat akin to what the Israelis are doing to Hamas right now.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, I think probably the reason the Israelis don't go ever into Iran is because we don't want them to.
No, I think you're right.
I think if we agreed to go ahead, even though if we didn't help them, I think they would.
Well, let me say one thing, Mike. We're up to 9 minutes and 16 seconds in this particular segment. This segment has to be cut at 10 minutes. It is our final segment of the show. I would sure like people to opine on our blog, where we get many, many opinions. I really would like to know how you folks, how our regular bloggers feel about the opinions that Michael and I put forth today. I think they're kind of hard to disagree with, in my opinion. Mike, it's great to have you as a part of this program. Thank you so much.
You bet.
The Corlin Hartfield Report lingers on.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.